Okay, Alex, you went to the dentist yesterday to get some more cavities fixed. Sorry you had to do that, but...
It was about 3 hours.
God, what... Are they giving you a whole new mouth?
Yeah, pretty much. That's how many cavities I have, so pray for me.
But that's not the big thing, though. What actually happened at the dentist yesterday?
So while I was getting my cavities filled, my dentist started talking to me about how her best friend just had a baby, and I was like, oh, congratulations. And she was like, yeah, but it was crazy because... So she knew after her water broke, obviously, to... call. It was everything was happening so fast. She knew she needed to call an ambulance. There was no way she was going to make it to the hospital if she drove. And so she calls this ambulance, but it takes so long to get to her that she ends up delivering her own baby in her garage.
And
paramedics walk up into the garage, she's just standing there holding the baby, like cord attached and everything.
That is just, that's like pure woman right there. It's
right?
Just like motherly instinct. You're like, fine. Like, oh my God, that would freak me out though. Could you imagine being alone doing that? Let's go to Tina this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. Tina, you got a baby delivery story? What is it?
Oh my gosh. So 28 years ago, I delivered a baby in the North Side Hospital in Indianapolis and had him at 7 o'clock at night, fed him at 10 o'clock. The nurse came in at 4 a.m., turned her lights on. Here's your baby. You need to feed it. Grab the baby, start feeding it, look down, and screamed out, oh my God, this is not my baby.
Wait, was it really not your baby?
Swear to God, swear.
Oh.
So it had all this crazy hair, so I screamed it out. The nurse came back in. I was shaking. I'm shaking right now, just talking about it. Shaking, gave the baby, and I said, where's my baby? Bring my baby now. They brought my baby. The next day, the nurse came, another nurse came in. She's like, how's it going? And I said, well, fine, but they gave me the wrong baby last night.
She's
like, what? Next thing you know, there's head of hospital, head of administration, head of nursing, all in my room.
Ooh.
They hooked me up, brought me like a steak dinner, treated me like gold. I never got a bill from the hospital.
Whoa!
Have to go back to the hospital 2 weeks after my delivery and have every single blood test under the sun because I had breastfed that other person's baby.
Holy smoke. So probably you and then that other mom got the royal treatment.
I don't know whatever happened to the other mom. Like I said, I was distraught over the whole thing and just wanted my baby back.
I could imagine. Wow.
How did you know that it wasn't really your baby? Don't all babies look the same, like gooey?
She said the hair was different.
Well, actually, I have like reddish blonde hair, and my baby was born with the same reddish blonde hair as me, but his hair did not stick up. It was like a widow's peak, and it was like real flat to his head. And when they brought this baby in, I didn't know right away because, like you said, all babies look the same. But this baby had crazy red hair, and it had big scratches on its face. And
wow,
my baby was like a beautiful little angel. And this baby was like, baby from hell.
Oh, my God. This is terrible. Only thing I think you're missing is like bringing Mari.
You are not.
There we go. Wow. Okay. Hey, thank you. Let's go to Christy on the Joe and Alex Show. And you two have a story about a little baby birth. What is it?
Yeah, mine's not birth, it's pre-birth, but I was 9 months pregnant at Walmart, cart full of groceries, getting ready to check out, and I feel this warmth, you know, down there.
Yikes.
And first pregnancy, so I didn't know what it was. My water broke and everything at Walmart.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
And I went ahead. I was like, I'm not abandoning this cart full of groceries. I worked too hard on this. So
yeah.
I pull up to the first cashier, and she goes, so how are you today, ma'am? And I'm like, well, I'm in labor, and my water just broke.
Ooh.
And she, like, freaked out. And I'm like, no, I'm good. It's all good. Just ring me up. And, yeah, so I have a funny story to tell her. She tried to come into this world at Walmart.
Did you have a boy or a girl?
Girl.
Did you name her Chastity? Sounds like a Walmart name.
No.
Oh my God. That is
That's
so
good.
Great. Hey, Christy. Thank you for calling in.
Christy passed the test.
Have a good day.
You too. Those are incredible stories. I didn't realize so many people had those weird birth stories.
I feel like, didn't my mom call in like a month ago and she said like her and my dad stopped at McDonald's? And
I thought there was a McDonald's thing, a tie-in there too.
And they were like speeding on the way to the hospital. And
she's
I was like,
I'm going to get my Big Mac before I push out this baby.
Cord was wrapped.
We should have called you producer Hash Brown instead of Pork Chop.
There's always time to change the name.